That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
We are joined right now by a wide receiver for the L.A. Chargers, a Pro Bowler. 6 receptions for 67 yards in Sunday's win over Buffalo. 102 receptions, nearly 1,400 receiving yards, and 6 TDs last season. The 2017 Comeback Player of the Year. He was taken number 76 overall in 2013 out of Cal. And again, the battle for L.A. Sunday here on CBS. Chargers and Rams were joined by Keenan Allen. Keenan, great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. Keenan, good to talk to you. I want to talk to you about Sunday, of course, but let me get your final thoughts, or first a look back on that win over Buffalo. You go on the road, you get up 28-3 in the second quarter, you dominate that game. How pleased were you with that win?
It was great. I thought we came out and played a great game. Just did a great job with each other.
We're talking to Keenan Allen. You know, at halftime of that game, Buffalo Bills defensive back Vontae Davis retired. He left the stadium. Did you notice that he was not out there in the second half? And then what was your reaction when you heard that he'd retired mid-game?
I was surprised. I never heard anything like that. We just kept going. So. I'm not worried about it.
Right. When you went out there, did you see that he was not there, though?
Not really, because he wasn't really on my side. So
we're talking to Keenan Allen. Keenan, last season got off to kind of a tough start, and then as a team, you turn it around in a really big way. So how focused are you and the team on making sure that you get out quickly and get off to a good start this year?
It's big. Just to start fast, get them wins early, and just not be worried about other teams having to lose and stuff like that at the race, at the end of the season. So it's big.
So when you look at the weapons that you have on offense, when you look at the talent that you have on defense, how good can this team be? What's its upside?
I think sky's the limit, man. We can go as far as we want to, as far as we can take it, definitely. So we just got to put it on tape, and just go out there and execute.
The Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen, my guest. Now, of course, last season you made that return from an ACL injury, but as I mentioned, you were the comeback player of the year. You didn't just come back from that injury, but you came back and you dominated, becoming the first player in league history to record 3 straight games of at least 10 receptions and 100 receiving yards and a touchdown. So when you look back at last season, was that the plan? Not just to come back and be what you were before the injury, but to be even better?
Yeah, most definitely. I always want to get better every year, no matter what the circumstances is. And, I just want to just keep doing what I can for my team.
Keenan Allen, my guest, when you look at what you bring to it, your route running is really impressive. And it might not be something that the average fan truly appreciates, but how much of that route running is just natural pure ability that somebody's born with, and how much of that is a skill that you can develop with hours and hours of work?
I think both. I'm definitely blessed. God gave me a lot of talent, but I'm definitely putting in a lot of work too. Techniques and things like that, breakpoints, learning how to just use leverage, just win man-on-man coverage. So I think both.
All right, so when you have all those things working in your advantage, when you go out there and you get that man-on-man coverage, how much confidence do you have that no matter what happens, no matter what the defense throws at you, you're going to find a way to win that play?
I have the same confidence. Anytime we call a pass play, I feel like I can get open, no matter what the case is, no matter what the route is. So,
Keenan Allen's my guest. Hey, listen, you can put all the time in, do all the work, and become a great, great route runner, but a lot of it's going to also depend on who's the guy slinging the football to you. How would you describe the chemistry you have right now with Philip Rivers?
Yeah, most definitely, man. Phil's great. Great leader, great guy on the field, and he puts us in all the right positions to be successful on the field, and he throws it around very accurately. So anytime you got a quarterback like that, you're in a good position.
You know, one thing that I always like talking about when I talk to wide receivers is the matchups that get them the most hyped up, get them the most excited. Who are the DBs, a couple of the DBs that you really like facing, guys that you know are going to provide a great challenge for you and that you've got to be at your best?
Definitely these two this week, Talib and Peters. They were in the conference, just on different teams. Now we got them in the same week. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited.
You can. I understand that this is the next game on the schedule, and they're all big. But it's interesting in the sense that both the Rams and Chargers are still relatively new to Los Angeles, and you're both battling to be the best team in the city. So does it feel like maybe there's even a little more riding on this one than just the next game or just a regular season matchup?
A little bit. But, you know, we just taking it as the next game. They're another team on the schedule. So we got to get the win either way.
All right, so before I let you go, you got a lot of work to do on the field, but then you get your whole life off the field. And as an example, last month your fiance came to the facility after a joint practice with the Saints, and the two of you did a gender reveal for your impending arrival. What was the experience like, and then what was going through your mind before the reveal?
Yeah, man, it was fun. I already have two girls, so I was a little nervous. Didn't want another girl. Well, it wouldn't matter, but was definitely hoping for the boy, and that's what came out, so definitely excited about it.
So I was going to say, how are you feeling about the arrival of a son in a few months? How does that feel?
It's great, man. I'm excited about it. Great to be here.
Chargers at Rams on Sunday, 4:05 p.m. Eastern. That is a CBS game. Chargers wide receiver and a Pro Bowler, Keenan Allen, my guest. Keenan, great to have you back. Thanks so much. Good luck Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
You got it. Keenan Allen.